dictation for Gene, G-E-N-E, Mount, M-O-U-N-T, November 1741, addresses a letter, Dr. Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-754, 3828. Dear Dr. Reed, follow-up for Mr. Mount, history of membranous nephropathy, chronic kidney disease, last visit April. Bubbles in the urine, non-proteinuria but non-nephrotic range, no hospital visit. Very stressful as taking care of wife with medical conditions. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, unsteadiness but no fall. To have a stress testing but no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Not to have abdominal aortic aneurysm, to have an ultrasound, review system done being negative, pressing medications, no blood pressure treatment, only Crestor and aspirin, pressing weight 161, blood pressure by nurse was 157.80, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross JVD, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, no major edema, non-focal, very pleasant. Next paragraph, chemistry shows creatinine at 2.3, progressive over time, representing a GFR of 27, stage 4, metabolic acidosis of 20, normal electrolytes, no anemia, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, progressive over time, but not symptomatic, no dialysis. Prior history of membranous nephropathy, which is not active. Proteinuria represents renal fibrosis or secondary hyperparathyroidism. Secondary hyperfiltration. Blood pressure in the office is high, needs to be checked at home, presently no treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, monitor metabolic acidosis, no need for phosphorus binders, continue chemistry on a regular basis. We are going to update a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. There was prior asymmetry, smaller on the right comparing to the left. Might do a renal Doppler for renal artery stenosis. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.